May 18, 2021, it's the Watt for Pedro Show.
said, hey man, aren't you the one? Oh, to write that newspaper, don't see how you ever get it done. Oh, there were thousands that just came to pay homage. lots of people. The drag of lights spin matches. Many more wanna go out. They drink themselves and sleep. Once a man is kissed by the fire.
Watt for Pedro Show, happy Tuesday. Start off the show with John Coltrane and Miles Davis doing two bass hit. Then we had James Allen, Walking Through the Fire, who happens to be my guest. Yes, I'm not man alone. Through the wonders of Skype, those Estonian software engineers. Got Mr. James Allen here. Now, he's actually talking to me from Pedro.
Just down the street.
Right. So, James, please bring your earliest musical recollection.
Well, I was in the San Gabriel Mountains at a Unitarian campground, and this tall guy is up on the stage, and he's playing a banjo. And I thought, God, that sounds great. And it turned out that that tall guy playing the banjo was Pete Seeger. And I was probably, 8 or 9 years old, I think, at the time. And I think Pete Seeger was probably still on the blacklist, from HUAC. And I then convinced my mother that I wanted to play the banjo. And I spent, I think, about 4 years learning how to play a banjo.
Okay, and was that... Before that, you got that banjo. Was there any other instruments in the house you grew up in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had auto harps. There were those little, what are those little flutes that they always give kids to play,
Recorder.
You know, the little plastic ones.
Yeah,
plastic
they're called recorders. I know we use that same word to like capture music, but it's also the name of those. They're a little diatonic.
And of course, my grandmother was a trained pianist, and she used to sit at the piano. And see, when my grandfather died back in the 50s, she came to live with us, and one of her many talents was that she would sit, you know, at the piano, and she would just play and play and play. And it's oddly enough, she never taught me how to play the piano. I mean, I learned where middle C was, but, you know, it was, you know, one of those things that for some reason she never thought that I was interested in playing the piano. So.
Well, maybe music couldn't be foisted on you. It had to come from you, like you seeing Mr. Seeger do that gig.
Oh, I absolutely believe that, yeah. You know, I tried to get my daughter piano lessons, and I think she ended up, you know, taking them for about half a year, and then she wanted nothing to do with playing music.
Right. So if it don't come from you, yeah, maybe it don't take hold.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because all of my brothers and sisters all got music lessons. You know, one played the, you know, learned the accordion. The other one learned the flute. And the other one played the trumpet. And none of them to this very day play a musical instrument.
It was just a phase in their life. Now, you didn't get lessons. You went and taught yourself?
No, I had, like I said, 3 or 4 years of banjo lessons where I learned how to read tablature. And
there was a banjo teacher? What was his name?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, it was too long ago. Okay. That's a gift, though.
But then I started hanging out with these anti-war, you know, kids. And there was one guy by the name of Eric Stratton who taught me how to play, you know, like the Mississippi blues, you know, finger picking. And that came really natural to me because I had already had the experience of playing a five-string banjo in which you use, you know, your thumb pick and your fingers to actually pick out a tune. And so learning how to play the, you know, Mississippi blues kind of music was a lot easier to me because it also involved the same kind of syncopation that you use in playing a banjo.
Right. Now, what kind of material when you were learning? Did you use the traditional things, or did you start writing your own stuff right away?
Oh, you know, in the early days, I thought that I, you know, teenage years, I think we must have had two or three different rock bands, you know, and we were all trying to do, you know, imitations of, you know, you know, the Rolling Stones or, you know, Buffalo Springfield or something like that. And, you know, every young musician in high school, you know, wants to be a rock and roll star. And so, so, you know, I went down that path for, you know, a minute or two.
You mean you were rocking the banjo in a rock and roll band?
No. I was like the lead singer.
Ah, you know? Okay. Well, I wasn't there. You got to tell me.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's true. This is a little bit before your time here, Mike.
Okay.
And then I just sort of hung on to playing the guitar. And the playing the guitar ended up being, as much about storytelling, and it sort of merged with my, you know, beginning interest in writing poetry. And that really didn't mature, in terms of, melding, writing the words and then playing the music, until I actually moved to San Pedro, which was back in like 71, 72.
Yeah, about the time I met D. Boone. I met him in 1970. And so, well, look, I want to play Who Knew Who.
Okay.
Judge and the jury, they're all seeking redemption, 'cause they know they're just a part of the crime. Everybody knows somebody has done something to someone, but they never turn around, ever accept any blame. 'Cause you know who's gonna save this city, who knows who he could be the one. Everybody's got the lowdown on the town. Who are the saints? Who are the sinners? The time it's done. Turning around, people talking and they're making strange sounds. Scared of the streets, oh, they're scared of the homeless. Oh, they want more money, but they've lost their freedom. But who knows who's gonna save this city? Who knows who he could be the one? Everybody's got the lowdown on the town.
the answers are the questions nobody's asking. The truth is hidden in books, all that remain unread. People seek solutions from men with no vision, paying homage to those either too rich or long dead. Hey, oh, who knows who's gonna save this city? Who knows who he could be the one? Everybody's got the lowdown on the town. Who are the saints? Who are the sinners? Well, there's not just one who's gonna save your city. No hero or saint could do it alone. From the north and the south, or from the east and the west, hey, people have to join hands. They're gonna do it themselves. Hey, but you know you ain't gonna save this city. You know you ain't gonna be the ones. Everybody's got to low down on the town. Hey, but you are the saints, and you're also the sinners.
Twiddles of water hard like nails, lift remains above loftiest of sails, from twixt granular basements, skyward to the bluest replacement, to again billow upon horizons of hope, for therein boasts tons of magic so wet. Into the firmament is this pelagic swept, painted onto eternity, in azure it floats. This glistening kaleidoscopy amazes, twirling amidst myriad intricate phases of storm or a profundity lived under, curving above in glassine caves of wonder, and will fall in blessed gifts on upturned faces, sharing salvation, so sliding its graces upon the chorusing seeds, greening all places, feeding imagination, a nourishing soul chases. Where echoes abound, these juicy dreams, these clever sounds, a river, it seems, of bounteous glory and endless comfort, a steady reminder, the love of this one dirt. Soaked anew, our passions indeed thrive, into hearth, homes, nest, or hive, to thrum open hearts, all blood is alive. Through cumulus collusion, the sun it hides, to lift higher this fountain, a saturated mountain, faithfully to sip from a cup to count on, but ask with a toil unrelenting, the heavens ever deliver moist venting, the want of those willing shall be replenished. By succulent leaf, need comes again rewarded, for through honest intent no kindness is thwarted, or good deed, all is freed, and no life is finished. So be not swayed by feigned scarcity, this world renews by opulent temerity. Every chance to enjoy the happiest dance, in puddles of wishfulness, fresh air and plants, to thrive in this garden of unfolding flowers, time comes round instantly, or by hours, to kneel in the soil, digging in powers, goodly effort rewarded by cooling showers. Beam then, all souls, become again whole, for now is the onlyest moment that matters. Into the wind of the woods, heroes extol another chance to know, these drops do spatter. splashed on rich ground, stood firmly upon an unmoving instant everlasting, knowing the world gives once and again, another drop in the well is but for the asking. Thank you.
Billy the bartender said a woman got her throat cut right down here at the All Star Inn. She got a list of suspects, and the rumor mill's grinding out leads. Just like a shot of bar whiskey, it'll cost you a fin. But everybody thinks like everybody knows. Oh, they're talking lips of two voices down at the Indian Room. It's just death or madness creeping in on old shoes. Now you can choose between the two. Just like two black crows, they sitting on some pole. Shutterbug stepped past the body on his way out to lunch, but didn't realize until he walked right back past yellow police tape. Corner's van policeman say, "We got a body over here." And that was said some mortality. His biting his tongue. This Jane didn't seem to have a name. It's just death or madness creeping in on old shoes. Now you can choose between the two. Just like two black roses.
Pedro Show. Start off that chunk of music, James Allen, Who Knew Who, from his new record. James Scroger after that, Austin, Texas. He's about to move, though. He's going to stay in Texas, but closer to Arkansas. Everett Shall Rain. Get right, what? And then Thurston Moore after that, Sketch of Light, something he's done in the last couple months. Finally, James Allen,
the death of Segura, a famous lady, a native lady, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I remember reading about her story when I was younger, more younger. So back to your journey through music. So you make the switch from, did you ever do a gig on banjo before you switched to guitar?
Oh, Christ. I was probably not confident enough in my young teen years to actually perform any place, you know.
So your first performing was when you were doing that Rolling Stone thing with your
singer. We had a couple of different bands, you know, and some of those guys actually went on to have some careers in music. My old friend Jack Ryland ended up being the bass player for Three Dog Night.
Oh, and, wow.
He made a good career out of that, and then he ended up dying.
Oh, so sorry. You know? Do you remember, did these bands have names? Well, you did gigs, right?
These were garage bands before garage bands were, garage bands.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to be the pioneer, James.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were out on the Lone Prairie, and didn't know, okay, so let me give you an instance, okay?
Okay.
There used to be a club up on Sunset called the Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
And it later became the Aquarius Theater.
Sure, sure, sure. Sunset Boulevard by the freeway.
Yeah. So,
red windmill in French.
Yeah, yeah. So, get this. So, a bunch of my friends they were listening to the radio, you know, and they heard about this new group that was going to be performing, and it was like the after hours at the Moulin Rouge, and there was always a house band that was like, you know, a bunch of like, you know, spandex wearing, cover band guys that opened up, and then they would feature a special featured band. So my father loans me the Pontiac, and I pack all of my, you know, cause I'm now like 17 years old or something. And we go all the way from the South Bay, you know, up the Harbor Freeway, on to Hollywood, and, you know, get there, you know, and it's like 10 o'clock at night. And we end up, getting into this place. And this was like an underage club, you know. So, you know, no alcohol, but we were, you know, thinking we were pretty hot. And so this Hollywood, you know, spandex band gets up there, and it, I can just see that these guys are like, you know, you know, they're just like playing the role, but, you know, the music isn't hot. And then this other band comes on, and the lead singer to this band, there's four members of this band, and the lead singer is standing up, and he's singing with his back to the audience. And I'm thinking, boy, this is pretty fucking strange. You know, I mean, what's this guy's like, is this guy got some kind of like, you know, stage fright or something? And anyway, but they kick it off with, come on, baby, light my fire, you know, and that was the week that song, that album came out, and that was the first performance of the Doors, in L.A. And I was there to experience that, and I was thinking, wow, these guys are hot. They're going someplace. You know, yeah. It was evident from the very beginning.
And when was your turn?
My turn had to wait a long time.
Well, you said after hours, so you were after the after?
No, we weren't playing that night. We were just there to witness history being made.
What do you remember the first gig that this band did?
My band?
Right.
It was probably at the Unitarian Church when we were subsidizing the first newspaper that I ever published. We used to hold fundraisers up at the Unitarian Church, and then what happened? Well, see, the Unitarian Church was sort of like the only place up on the hill where there was any like a modicum of culture during the day, and so we on Friday nights we turned the sanctuary into this rock and roll club. And we got away with it for a long time. And my good buddy, Robert Barr, who does, Lunch at the Bar, he does a little podcast. When I stopped doing that, he and his, group just sort of commandeered the whole scene and started running, programs there.
You're not talking about the former attorney general.
No. No, he
okay, just a coincidence. I'm curious if you remember your first gig, because that's a special time, right?
Well, yeah. I did a performance it was a high school talent show or something like that. And there was me, another guy, and Sue something or other. And it was sort of like a Peter, Paul, and Mary rendition of something.
And were you on the banjo?
Was I playing the banjo?
Yeah.
I might have been playing the banjo. But
well, the other question I got to ask, was it a success? I mean, did they throw shit?
I didn't get a record contract out of that.
So. No, but you didn't get soaked with piss or anything.
I didn't get booed off the
stage. Okay, well.
Yeah, the audience, in those days, the audience was just happy that anybody was on stage doing anything. Yeah.
All right. You mean there wasn't a lot going on? Yeah, it was more.
I'll tell you something. Okay, here's a piece of Pedro history that you may not know about. So down on 6th Street, back before they tore all of the old stuff down, there was a coffee house called the Golden Ass. And the Golden Ass, did strange things like, they served herb tea as well as coffee, and they used to have hootenannies. And, for those that don't know what a hootenanny is, it's pretty much everybody that you know that plays an instrument comes and gets on stage, and they play some pretty easy songs for everybody to perform.
Right.
So, my first, as a teenager, one of my first exposures to sort of alternative culture was at the Golden Ass. And it was, very, very different from the sort of middle class upbringing that I had, because there's all these bohemians and people that, were reading, poetry and all this kind of thing going on. It's, rather standard fare for a coffee house of anywhere in America at this point. But this was like strange and unique. And I forget the guy's name that ran the place, but he went on to do some extraordinary things later in life. But he basically got run out of Pedroville because he ended up having a painting of a naked woman that was visible in the front window of his establishment. And the Temperance League or whatever of San Pedro came down and protested this thing and got him run out of town. So sort of like what they did with Bronco Billy's back in the day, that strip club down on 20th Street.
Oh yeah, in Pacific, right?
Yeah,
didn't last long.
Well,
Front Street Cabaret and Shipwreck Joey's over there on the what we call Caesar's. No, what's it called? We call it
Bridges.
Right. Because it used to be B Street.
Yeah.
Right. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, May 18th, 2021 edition. Watt Pedro's special guest, James Allen. Hold tight for hour two. May 18, 2021. It's the second hour of Watt for Pedro Show.
See them quite often standing there in the rain, lost in time, head drenched in this place, the denizens of the street, walking wounded or insane. You only see them when you're passing through, all of them appearing like ghosts out here, the faces on Pacific Avenue. Where there all the familiar faces, strangers we see every day, standing down here where the buses all come to stop, like the old Filipino men in straw hats who used to stand at Ethel's donut shop. All these Croatians, Mexicans, even Salvador with this driver walk, cast out here like immigrants, along this cement shore, all standing around with their hands in their pockets, or they got nothing left to do. They're just more ghosts out here, the faces on Pacific Avenue. Every tattooed sailor of the world, they all come looking for something like love from a streetwalker or two. Oh, but the old horse just get ugly, wrinkled and fade into this gray harbor night. There's one who looks like Tina Turner, man. Oh, she's just struggling her stuff just for you. Dressed in lavender, lace, and blue. one more ghost out here. They face us on Pacific Avenue. Comes a long time Larry, his friend Crazy Frank. There's the Pointer and oh, the Yellow Man too, along with the greats like Shanghai Red or Freddy the Hat Who. Either living or dead, you know they're legends for sure. They're just ghosts out here. The faces on Pacific Avenue. Sometimes I look out over my shoulder, see the trash trucks like banshees come, see the young or the hip or the homeless or a group of gang of wannabes start to run. Past an old crippled man down on 12th Street, standing there with a vacant stare and worn out shoes. He's standing at this crosswalk and all, just wondering which way he's gonna lose. But you know they are all dying to be ghosts out here too. Oh, more faces on Pacific Avenue. Gather round me, friends. Listen to what I have to say. The price for living too close to these streets, one you deny you ever have to pay. Oh, you aren't too careful. If you watch out what you do, you find that white horse of death, you know me chasing after you. Might be an incense salesman or somebody trying to shine your shoes. If you don't look out, there's fate set for you. Now you may become another apparition. Faces on Pacific Avenue. have gone strangies out at Walker's Cafe, dangling UFOs on a string. Hey, ready to have, hey.
Come screaming
Monte cross the sidewalk tight. A trail of blood leads past the bar with footprints and tire tracks lost in the mud. There's a woman out crying outside on the steps of Maryland. Her eyes are dripping deep blue tears. With the red moon rising, there's no one who knows. And there's just one who died.
Shall we start off the second hour? James Allen, Apparition Ghost on Pacific Avenue. Brand new from Albert DeMuth after that. Surfliner, Cult Ad Audit, Sesame. Both from the San Diego area. I think they're two brothers, different bands. Both on guitar, though. Decaf, brand new. Intro Jumpstart. American Werewolf Academy out of Dallas with You Vipers Will Kill Me. And finally, James Allen with Freddy the Hat. He knew that. So, what about this album, James? This isn't your first album.
No, it's actually my third album. I got two previous ones. One is called the Ballad of Liberty Hill, and the second one is Days Before the Rains, both of which are not in circulation at the moment, although I am thinking about reissuing the Days Before the Rains because it has some pretty relevant stuff in it.
Liberty Hill, too, is pretty relevant. but yeah. I got to tell the listeners, people, Pedro's got some history. Joe Hill lived here a couple of years.
In fact, if people are interested, on July 4th, you might want to come down to the actual Liberty Hill monument at Liberty Hill Plaza, because I will once again command performance for performing my Ballad of Liberty Hill.
Right. And that's 5th Street, people, in Pedro, just west of Harbor Boulevard.
Right, right.
They got a charter school there, right? Polo.
yeah.
And somebody stole the fucking plaque that lists the people
plaques.
Who
plural.
Plaques, I'm sorry, that donated monies to get this monument going.
Right.
For the scrap metal, right?
They actually caught the guys.
Right.
And because of the COVID pandemic, they didn't throw them in jail or anything. They just, let them go.
now this record, this your third album, where did you do this record? Where did you record it at?
I recorded this at Charlie Lamont's home studio. Right up off of 26th Street, right here in Pedro. And what I was really looking for is just to get back to sort of the roots of my storytelling. And it was just me, the microphone, and my guitars. And it ended up being, I think my realization, my first realization about this album was just making the music intimate. Like I was sitting down and just talking to you and telling you a story. And there's something in the way in which I recorded that and performed the music that has really, I think, attracted people to want, to being drawn into listening to the stories. And, cause those stories have been written over many different years. In fact, the last song on the last disc, and it's a two disc, album, The Barefoot Saint, that song I wrote back in maybe the early 80s. It goes back that far, and it's sort of a a magical realism kind of experience.
You mean like Luis Borges?
Yeah, yeah. Or one of those other sort of Latin American, you know, surrealist.
Yeah, kind of sueño, dreamy.
Yeah.
You're, I want to play Drawn Like a Moth into the Light.
Ah, okay.
With the darkness of the night, down by the mission, waiting for a simple plate of food. He was drowned by addiction and poverty, but who just might. Richer with his more
mortgage that gets paid. Greed's a silent partner, understood but never said, about the lives of the homeless. They're waiting at the mission for a simple plate of bread. taco stand by the car wash on 15th. When the Romney girl leaned in, the window flashed her teeth. "What you doing tonight?" she said with a light in her eye. "You mind if I get in? You know I won't bite." Grabbed the door handle, hey, she slid in real smooth. "My name is Lashim," she said, "I'd like to make the night feel easy any way that you like." The bulge in my wallet made me queasy. I had just one thought. Gypsy girl, run, run, run away. Gypsy girl, run, run, run away. Well, later that night she was dancing on the bar with her dress pulled way up to them. Her handband was playing some hoochie-coo soul. I thought I'd paid the jackpot and I was playing for gold. Well, she danced like fire, a flamingo of the heart. She was wild, she was hot. Her eyes burned like coal, and the scent of her skin was like an exotic perfume. It took me in, I couldn't let go. Gypsy girl, run, run, run away. Run, run, run away. Later that night I was ready to go. Your place or mine, I asked, I didn't know. Your place is better, and we slipped into the night. Oh, there was something said. There was something I asked. Locked the door on my place in 5th and Grand. We entered the door, she was squeezing my hand. Her arms were around me, unbuttoning my shirt. She said, "You're a wild man." When I put my hand up the skirt, "Gypsy girl, run away. Gypsy girl, run, run, run away." My window at dawn, my mouth was parched, and I felt I'd been lost. I left on the couch, my recall of the night was like a crazy dream. I wasn't sure it happened at all. Well, I rolled over to see if she was still there. All that was left was a scent and a few strands of hair. I crawled out of bed, and with no surprise, she was long gone, with my wallet, my credit cards,
just left her thong. Gypsy girl, run, run, run away. Gypsy girl, run, run away. Since that night, she still crosses my mind. Sometimes I find myself just cruising these streets blind. Anything in my vision except the scent of her hair and a delusion in my mind. My cards were stolen. I was amazed that they weren't ever used. Till one day in May, I saw a flight charged. Istanbul to Paris, and then a hotel room. I found a number and called. With a half smile, can I sit down? I got something to explain. My tongue was tied as I tried to reply. I thought I caught a tear in those dark cold eyes. Gypsy girl. After what you put me through, I was just trying to drown out my last thoughts of you. It better be good and it better be true, 'cause I'm bitter and drunk about the money and you. From my past, I've been running from the law. I've been hiding out from the Bulgarian mafia. The things they own my body, I had to sell my soul just to get out of Romania. I didn't think you knew. been a stripper, a drug mule, a prostitute, and a whore. I've done a lot of bad things, witnessed so much more. I'm trying to not get my throat cut tonight, so here's 500, what I owe you back. Laid out three crisp hundreds on the table before. She counted out 10 20s, tried to even the score. I'll have more on Sunday if you just let me explain. Oh, I'm just a gypsy girl. They're trying to run away. Gypsy girl. Taco stand by the car wash on 15th. When the wind blew a newspaper into my feet, a headline read about a curious death. Dark-haired Romney girl had her throat cut. Police don't have a name. I was looking at the paper, I was watching the sky turn red. I remembered her scent and those dark old eyes. I thought about the police, you know, I thought about the law, but you know, mostly I was thinking about a gypsy girl running away. Gypsy girl.
For Pedro Show, that was James Allen, Drawn Like a Moth into the Light. Then we had Lucas Sabella from Sydney, Status Pendant, and finally James Allen with She's a Gypsy Girl. Now, off the air, people, I was asking James Allen, if some of these songs go back to the early 80s, that means they go back before the other albums. So I'm going to ask you, James, how is this record different than the other two records?
One, I've matured as a songwriter, and I think that I've gotten better, and I've matured. My voice is matured, and I think that I've really sort of like found the resonance of what I've always sort of been looking for in this album. And what I later came to realize when I had the whole album together and I was putting together the lyric book that goes with it was that this wasn't just a collection of, you know, random songs, but it was actually more like a novel in which each song is like a chapter, and is, you know, some of the characters in one song are part of another song, and it's this whole sort of portrait of Pacific Avenue and the people and events and things like that. And that becomes more of this sort of like psychological kind of drama of what the music is about. And the importance for me is that I have matured enough into my own songwriting to be able to understand, you know, what the hell it is I think I'm doing. And that's been sort of an amazing journey for me to understand that about what I'm doing.
You mean it took the other two records to get to this third one?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I've been playing musical instruments since I was like 12, 13, 14, 15. I bought my first Martin D18 guitar in 1965, and I still have that guitar, and I play that guitar on I think three of the songs on this album. But you know, I had to go through the learning process of, you know, the Liberty Hill album and the Days Before the Rain to get to this place. And you know, I had to, in terms of the music writing, I had to sort of reach back and then deal with what I was going through and thinking about in a more contemporary fashion.
Yeah.
So yes, it took three albums to get here, and I'm now working on a fourth one that goes all the way back into the 70s, into a rather interesting trip that I took down to Mexico when I was a much younger man.
So, in a way, a little bit of diary entry?
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, it's very, it's sort of, very much a sort of a personal diary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because you were telling me that people relate to your songs as stories.
Yeah.
So you telling your own story.
And sometimes I tell other people's stories.
Right, right. And they get blended. Right, of course.
Yeah, and they get blended in. And the important part, I think, really is that, you know, with all of the sort of like, you know, commercial, you know, Tin Pan Alley kind of stuff that has been prevalent since people started recording music, there is still an audience for people sort of telling their truth in a way that connects to them on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, on, you know, and you can tell the difference in when you're listening to music, whether it's, you know, somebody's just doing it because, you know, it's commercial, you know, or whether it's really something that comes from their soul. You know.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, May 18, 2021 edition of Wat Pedro Show. Special guest, James Allen. Hold tight for hour three. May 18, 2021. It's the third hour of the Wat Pedro Show.
Longshoremen been drinking at the Rosemont Bar.
up all the fish that don't slip through. Victim's plight, or a classic sleight of hand. Motorcycle jack boots and an attitude to shoot. If you struggle too hard, oh, you just don't have the loot. Or the guts or the courage, or the justice or the law. It's a random search and it's easier. Got you in a legal machine. Your rights don't matter much when you're caught in between. For them, it's just a job or something worse, maybe just a game. We brought in 12 more like you tonight. Hey, you know, you're all just the same. There's a new line cracking down tonight. Outside my window, red lights flashing on the avenue. The thin blue line, boy, it's cracking down tonight. Hey, boy. Thank you. barefoot saint steps through broken glass, unknowing of his saintliness. Over cracked gutters, well-drunk fathers, deaf to the crying dreams that children have. Shadows of life eclipsing death down these alleys of poverty and wealth. Life struggles on meagerly, day by day, week by week. Oh, this feeling's just an eye. Outstretched hands with a mouth full of gimme. Secret voices, oh, that's more simply. When sirens scream out the crack cocaine, bullets fly and no one knows. Heroin dreams by jacaranda trees, broken limbs, he sees the mad and insane. But step by step, tear by tear, or touch of faith to abide, he says the law, religion, all are frauds. Hey, it's just poetry that survives. Life struggles on meagerly, day by day, week by week. All the feeling's just an eye. Outstretched hands with a mouth full of gimme. Secret voices, that's for simply. Now, he wears old tattered clothes and a scrappy beard that the church elders don't understand. He speaks of philosophy, teaches theology, reads myths and children listen to, but their parents don't comprehend. He touches their hearts, oh, he dances their souls. Oh, it's like birth and death, like a fire and rain. All the life struggles on. Eagerly, day by day, week by week, all the feelings just an eye. Outstretched hands with a mouth full of gimme. Secret voices, oh, that ask for simply. Should have stood for a billion years. He breathes the wind, oh, he tastes the salt, oh, he grabs that magnetic pull of the moon. He feels his body, oh, it makes him strong, oh, he gestures to that wild west. Life struggles on, meagerly, day by day, week. week by week. Oh, this feeling's just an eye. Outstretched hands with a mouth full of gimme. Secret voices, oh, that ask for sympathy. So gather around me, children, he says, oh, let me hear you sing. Gather round and dance a dance within you. The winter song, the eucalyptus trees, and the cold west wind. And then he raised his hands up to the sky, and a butterfly did sing. They touched his lips and combed his hair. Oh, and they covered his naked brown body. And the children all closed their eyes, and they raised up their hands. And when the butterflies had all ascended, much to everyone's amazement, the barefoot saint had just magically just appeared. With intention and care, be careful of the dangers and the fears. Remember, there's something moving all the time all around you. Well, there's magic or more that moves beneath the skin. And no matter how hard that you try, there's some things that you can't ever explain. Like the winter song, the butterflies and the eucalyptus trees. The source of the cold west wind. And the disappearance of the barefoot saint.
For Pedro Show, start off the third hour with James Allen doing DUI on July 17th. And Mike Cooper, A House in Bali. Finally, James Allen, Barefoot Saint. You got something to enlighten us about?
So the DUI on July 17th was the impetus for that was me getting pulled over in my old 64 Volvo station wagon, basically because I didn't use my turn signal at the corner of 11th and Pacific. And I got stopped half a block north of 11th Street, right before 10th Street. And I immediately was asked to step out of the car and to do the sobriety walk. And the deal was that I'd only had one beer. But it was one of those, high alcohol content, craft beers. But I still got hauled into jail, for that. But here's the curious, the lawyer that I, hired to represent me strung the case out for so long that I never went, ended up going to trial until February of the next year. And by the time that I got to court, the city attorney that was prosecuting this case just wanted to clear it off the books. And so they were like offering me, various deals. And so I finally said, well, what's your best offer? And they said, well, we can charge you with exhibition of speed. Now, that 64 Volvo was in awfully good shape, but in half a block, it definitely couldn't have gone more than 35 miles an hour. That ticket only cost me $325, and I was more than happy to take the deal.
Absolutely. So what do you determine what is worthy enough to be subject of a song?
Oh my. There's some things that you can write to sort of make expository writing, like I do with some of my editorials and whatnot. And there's certain things that just lend themselves to a more poetic expression that have a different kind of point. And the thing is that as an artist, you just have to know the difference. And I don't know if I could like teach somebody how to make that difference. But what I can tell you is that when it comes to me, I invariably have to stop and sit down and start writing. And I've got notebooks for the last, 45 years of, me stopping and just jotting down an idea. And then it formulates, and many times the songs are almost verbatim what they were when I wrote them down originally. But oftentimes you have to work on the phrasing, and the tempo of the words connecting to the music and all of that, and that evolves as you put the music to the words, or the words to the music. That's the art of the craft.
Yeah. So I guess everybody makes up their own mind, and that becomes your artistic voice.
Exactly. And understanding what your artistic voice is sort of like, I think, the most difficult part for any artist to like get to the point of. It's like, some people sort of recognize what their artistic voice is, early on, and others it takes a while,
Absolutely. Everybody's got their own boat to paddle. I want to play Going Down to Hear Maryland tonight.
Down in Maryland at the Alhambra tonight, just to go out and see who's on the scene. I can't be telling you what's happening there. You got the good and the bad and the drunk and obscene. Oh, take me for a ride tonight. Make it feel right.
waiting at the bar before I came across by. Caught some calm and a corner's band looking for the shooter on the corner of McLaughlin and Desire. Beats the Alhambra like Molotovs on fire. Oh, take me for a ride tonight. Oh, baby, make it feel alright. Take me for a ride tonight. Make it feel. Make it feel alright.
小太りじいさん。昔々、あるところに、一人のおじいさんがいました。右の方に、ぶらぶら大きなコブをぶら下げて、四重邪魔そうにしていました。ある日、おじいさんは、山へ木を切りに行きました。にわかにひどい大嵐になって、稲光がピカピカ光って、ゴロゴロ雷が鳴り出しました。そのうち雨がザーザー降ってきて、うちへ帰るにも帰れなくなりました。どうしようかと思って見回しますと、そこに大きな木のうろを見つけました。仕方がありませんから、その中に入って、雨が小闇になるのを待っているうちに、日はとっぷり暮れてしまいました。深い山の中には、もう木こりの木を切る音もしません。木のうろの外は、 一面真っ暗闇の中に、すさまじい嵐がうなり声を立てて通っていくだけです。おじいさんは怖くって怖くってたまらないので、うろの中に小さくなっておりました。夜中になって雨がだんだん小降りになり、やがて嵐がぱったりやみますと、はるか高い山の上から、なんだか大勢がガヤガヤ騒ぎながら降りてくる声がしました。おじいさんは今まで一人ぼっちで寂しくってたまらなかったところですから、声を聞くとやっと生き返ったような気がしました。やれやれ、お連れができてありがたい、と言いながら、そっとうろの中から顔を出して覗いてみますと、まあどうでしょう。それは人ではなくって、不思議な化け物が何十人となくぞろぞろ出てくるのです。青い着物を着た赤鬼もいました。赤い着物を着た黒鬼もいました。それが山猫の目のようにキラキラ光る明かりを先に立ててどやどや降りてくるのです。おじいさんは肝をつぶしてまたうろの中へ首を引っ込めてしまいました。そしてブルブル震えながら小さくなって息を殺していました。鬼どもはやがておじいさんのいるうろの前まで来ますとガヤガヤ言いながらみんなそこに立ち止まってしまいました。おじいさんはおやおやと思いながらいよいよ小さくなっていますとそのうちのお頭らしいのが真ん中に座ってその右と左へ他の鬼たちがずらりと両側に並びました。よく見ると目の一つしかないのや口がないのや鼻の欠けたのやそれはそれは何とも言えない気味の悪い顔をしたいろいろな化け物がひしめいておりました。そのうちお酒が出ますと、みんなお互いにお酒付きを受けたり、刺したり、まるで人間のする通りの楽しそうなお酒盛りが始まりました。お酒付きの数がだんだん重なるうちに、お頭らしい鬼は誰よりも余計に酔って、さも面白そうに笑い崩れていました。すると下座の方から一人の若い鬼がやってきて、お盆の上に食べ物を乗せて、恐る恐るお頭の鬼の前へ持って出ました。そして何かわけのわからないことをしきりに言っているようです。お頭の鬼もお酒付きを左の手に持って面白そうに笑いながら聞いています。その様子は少しも人間と違ったところはありません。やがてお頭は、さあ誰か歌を歌う者はないか、踊りを踊る者はないか、と言って、そこらを見回しました。やがてお頭のそばに座っていた鬼が出し抜けに大きな声で歌を歌い出しました。するとさっきの若い鬼も裾の方から前へ飛び出してきて散々踊りを踊って引っ込みました。それから変わる変わる下座の方から 一人一人違った鬼がやってきて、同じように踊りを踊りました。中には上手に踊って褒められるものもあれば、不器用な踊り方をしてみんなに笑われるものもありました。踊りが済むたんびにみんながパチパチ手をたたいて、やいやいと囃しました。お頭の鬼はその時さも愉快そうに高笑いをして、ああ、面白い、面白い。今夜のような愉快な宴会は初めてだ。だがついでに誰かもっと珍しい踊りを踊ってみせるものはないかと言いました。おじいさんはさっきから木のうろの中で体をこごめながら、それでも怖いもの見たさに首だけ伸ばして外の様子を覗いていました。そのうちに、そもそもひょうきんなおじいさんのことですから、いつか怖いのも何も忘れてしまって、見せ物でも見ている気で、面白がって鬼の踊りを見物していました。そのうちに、自分もだんだん浮かれ出してきて、今のお頭の鬼の言った言葉が耳に入ると、自分も一つ飛び出して踊りを踊ってみたくなりました。しかし、うっかり飛び出していって、一口にあんぐり食われては大変だと一度は思い返して、一生懸命我慢していましたが、そのうち鬼どもが面白そうに手をたたいて表紙を取り出しますと、もうたまらなくなって、ええ、構うものか、出て踊ってやれ、食われて死んだらそれまでだ、とすっかり度胸を決めて、腰に木こりの斧を刺して、烏帽子をずるずるに鼻の頭までかぶったまま、よう、こりゃこりゃ、と言いながら、ひょっこりお頭の鬼の鼻先へ飛び出しました。あんまりいたし抜けたものですから、今度はおじいさんよりは、鬼の方がびっくりしてしまいました。なんだなんだ、人間のじじいじゃないか、と言いながら、みんなは総立ちになって騒ぎました。おじいさんはもう済ましたもので、一生懸命、伸びたり、縮んだり、縦になり、横になり、左へ行き、右へ行き、くるりくるりと、キネズミのように、元気よく跳ね回りながら、よーこりゃこりゃ、とお酒に酔ったような声を出して、さも面白そうに踊りました。だんだん鬼どももみんな釣り込まれて、一緒に手拍子を合わせながら、うまいぞうまいぞ、しっかりやれ、こんなことを言いながら、はち切れそうな大笑いをして、おじいさんの踊りに夢中になっていました。踊りが済むと、お頭も感心しておじいさんに、こんな面白い踊りは初めてだ。じいさん、明日の晩も来て、踊りを踊れ、と言いました。おじいさんは得意になって、へえへえ、追いつけがなくともきっと参りますよ。今晩は何しろ急なことでお稽古をしてきませんでしたから、明日の晩までにはゆっくりおさらいをして参りましょう。こう言うと、その時右手の三番目に座っていた鬼が口を出して、いや、ああは言ってもその場になると、横着を決めて出てこないかもしれません。 約束を違いさせないために何か質を取っておいてはどうでしょう。と言いました。お頭は、なるほど、それはいいだろう、と名付きました。それでは何がいいだろう。何を取り上げておいたものだろう。と鬼どもは、わいわい相談を始めました。烏帽子がいい、というものもありました。斧はどうだ、というものもありました。お頭は、みんなの騒ぐのを止めて、いや、何よりも一番、あのじいさんの、法のコブを取るのがいいだろう。コブは、福のあるものだから、じいさんの一番大事なものに違いない、と言いました。おじいさんは、心の中では、しめた、と思いながら、わざとびっくりした風をして、おやおや、とんでもないことをおっしゃいます。目玉を抜かれましても、鼻を切られましても、このコブを取ることだけはどうか勘弁くださいまし。長年の間、私が宝のようにぶら下げている大事な大事なコブでございますから、これを取り上げられましては、本当に困ってしまいます、と言いました。鬼のお頭はこれを聞くと、それ見ろ、あの通り惜しがっているコブだ、あれに限る、取り上げておけ、と言いました。手下の鬼はすぐそばへ寄ってきて、それ取るぞ、と言いながら、ポキリとコブをねじ切ってしまいました。でも少しも痛くありませんでした。ちょうどその時夜が明けて、カラスがカーカー鳴きました。やあ大変。鬼どもはびっくりして立ち上がりました。明日の晩はきっと来い。コブを返してやるから。こう言いながら、みんな慌ててどこかへ消えていきました。おじいさんはその後で、そっと顔を撫でてみました。そうすると、長年邪魔にしていた大きなコブがきれいになくなって、あとは拭いて取ったように、つるつるしていました。これはありがたい。不思議なこともあるものだ。おじいさんは嬉しくってたまらないので、早くおばあさんに見せて喜ばせてやろうと、首をふりふり、急いで家までかけて帰りました。おばあさんはおじいさんのコブがきれいに取れているのでびっくりして、おや、コブをどこへやったのです。と聞きました。おじいさんはこういうわけで、鬼が七に取っていったのだと言いました。おばあさんは、まあまあと言って、目を丸くしておりました。さて、このお隣のうちにも、左の方に、やはり同じようなコブのあるおじいさんがいました。おじいさんのコブがいつの間にかなくなったのを見て不思議そうに、おじいさん、おじいさん、あなたのコブはどこへ行きました。誰か上手なお医者様に切ってもらったのですか。どこだかそのお医者様の家を教えてください。私も行って取ってもらいましょう。と羨ましそうに尋ねました。おじいさんは、なあに、これはお医者様に切ってもらったのではありません。ゆうべ山の中で鬼が取っていったのです。と言いました。すると、お隣のおじいさんは膝を乗り出して、それは一体どういうわけです。とびっくりした顔をしました。 そこでおじいさんは、こういうわけで踊りを踊ったら、後で質に取られたのだと言って、詳しい話をしました。お隣のおじいさんは、いいことを聞いた。では私も早速行って、踊りを踊りましょう。おじいさん、その鬼の来るところが、どこだか教えておくんなさい。と言いました。ああ、いいとも。とおじいさんは言って、詳しく道を教えてやりました。おじいさんは大層喜んで、あたふた山へ出て行きました。そして、教わった木のうろの中へ入って、怖川鬼の来るのを待っていました。なるほど、話に聞いた通り、夜中になると、何十人となく、青い着物を着た赤鬼や、赤い着物を着た黒鬼が、山猫の目のように、キラキラ光る明かりをつけて、ガヤガヤ言いながら出てきました。やがてみんなは夕べのように、木のうろの前に座って、にぎやかなお酒盛りを始めました。その時、お頭の鬼が、どうした、夕べのおじいさんはまだ来ないか、と言いました。どうした、じじい、早く出てこい。手下の鬼どももわいわい言いました。お隣のおじいさんは、それを聞いて、ここだと思って、こわごわうろの中から這い出しました。すると、一人の鬼が、めざとく見つけて、やあ、来ました、来ました、と言いました。お頭は、大喜びで、おう、よく来た。さあ、こっちへ出て、踊れ、踊れ、と声をかけました。おじいさんは、おっかなびっくり立ち上がって、見るからに不器用な手つきをして、でたらめな踊りを踊りました。お頭の鬼は、不機嫌な顔をして、今日の踊りはなんだ、まるでまずくって見ていられない、もういい、帰れ、帰れ。おい、じじいに、夕べの預かり物を返してやれ、と感触声で言いました。すると、下座の方から若い鬼が預かっていたコブを持って出て、それ返すぞ、とわめきながら、コブのない右の方へポンと叩きつけました。お隣のおじいさんは、あ、と叫びましたが、もう追っつきませんでした。両方の方へ二つコブをぶら下げて、おいおい泣きながら山を下っていきました。
For a long time, didn't know what to make out of you.Your defiance, your spirit seemed to have been crushed. Clawed its way back some lonely avenue to a place impenetrable to hurt and fear. Yet that hurt and fear still remainsLocked in your heart like amber, etched in your tattoos. Images of love and pain, oh, that scream at you down on Pacific Avenue.Chaser.
riding on your Harley down the avenue. Wind chaser, can you tell me who that's chasing you? Well, there's a whole year worth of conversations that you never quite figured out. The words you speak because of your fear, oh, being too vulnerable. But those words will eventually come, tortured in the stains of your tears. Only then will you find some relief or freedom from the ghosts who know your name. Wind chaser, screaming on your Harley down Pacific Avenue. Chaser, can you tell me who's been chasing you?
Why for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Started that chunk, James Allen, going down to hear Maryland tonight. Then Few with Kobutari Jisan. Yeah, it translates to the old man that removed the lump. He got a lump removed by dancing with some Onis, some demons there. And then finally, Wind Chaser, James Allen. So, going down to hear Maryland, is this got something to do with the wigwam?
No. That's at the El. This is that all takes place at the Alhambra.
Oh, okay. Which we should tell people, even people living here.
The Alhambra is the last and the oldest of the remaining dive bars in San Pedro.
Yeah.
And it's actually been closed for the pandemic, but I think they're actually going to open back up again. And my friend Marilyn is a wonderful cover band musician. Every time that she brings her band down to the Alhambra, the bar makes a ton of money because everybody just loves the way she plays all of this, the standards, and she has them all memorized, and you know, and she gets some really good performers that play with her, and you know, everybody kind of loves it. But the cast of characters at the Alhambra is worth the price of admission. And
but you were doing some appearances at the Wigwam, right? The improved Redmond's.
I've been there. They
Shepherd,
in fact, right? What I would like to say is that if anybody wants to hear me do some live stuff, when the Wigwam starts opening up with their, I think they used to do Wednesday night open mic stuff, I'll probably be coming back there. Todd down at the Sardine.
Right, Todd Conch, Recess Records.
Has offered me a spot to help them open back up their performing. Maybe I can get you to finally back me up on the Bukowski song. And
that's the first song we played today, people. We got to walk through the fires. He wrote a poem that James kind of was. Now, James wrote his own song, but he's kind of riffing on that feel.
Well, that particular song has a particular meaning to me. I mean, not only is that song a true experience of my interaction with the poet Bukowski, but just the refrain of walking through the fire holds a particularly strong personal meaning for me.
Yeah, well, there's always, you know, the creator and his creation, right? And sometimes it does get a life of its own, but there's always some kind of connect, I think.
Yeah. But the Alhambra is still standing at the original City Hall of San Pedro. You know, beneath the floor is the old jail for City Hall for San Pedro.
Well, it's kind of a lobby for a tell, right?
Well, no, that was the Royale.
Oh, that's right.
And the Royale got sold.
That's
and they
right.
They took the classic old bar out, and I think they basically screwed things up. But you know, we're in the beginning of the current cycle of trying to gentrify this old lady called San Pedro. It's like trying to dress up an old prostitute, you know.
Well, I remember it was when I came from Virginia that they raised downtown Shanghai Red and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And for a long time, nothing was built. And now, yeah.
Yeah. Now they want to make it, you know, Little Sicily.
Now, you got another record. You said number four is coming.
Number four is in the works right now. I'm working on it's not so much working out the lyrics. It's sort of like understanding what this sketchbook of Mexico or Quintana Roo is, and you know, how to organize it, and whether I'm going, how much extra music I'm going to add to it, you know.
And, well, look, when you get it and cooked up and done, come on the show, play it, and let's talk about it.
I will. I'll be happy to do that with you.
Thanks so much, James, for being on. People, it's been May 18, 2021 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.